Welcome to Focus on the Community, a weekly program that focuses on issues and events in our community.
And happy weekend. Frank Rush with you today. Good to have you along. This weekend, we're going to talk about bell ringing, the Salvation Army, and Envoy Sue Linden is with us today. Sue, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Not so bad. So for folks who may have heard of the Salvation Army, and of course, we're all familiar with the bells, what does the Salvation Army do for those who may not know?
Well, the Salvation Army has been serving Vigo County for over 130 years, and we help people that are in a crisis situation. If they cannot pay a utility bill, or if they cannot pay for their rent, or if they need food, that's what we're there for. That's our primary focus, is to help people at the 150% poverty level. And people come to us with many different circumstances. Some of them have lost their job due to an illness. Some of them, are just strapped for different reasons. You know, maybe they have grandchildren they're taking care of. So that's what we're here for, to help them in their situation.
Salvation Army is basically a faith-based organization, right?
Yes, we're a Christian organization founded by a Methodist pastor, William Booth. So we do have church services every Sunday at 11.
And I just wanted to kind of clear that up, because a lot of folks, like I said, may not necessarily be familiar with you in today's, the way things are today. Folks, they've heard of you, but they may not know the history of the organization. When we talk about the fact that you guys do help out those in need, what kind of, are there qualifications? Are there requirements? How do you determine exactly who you help and when?
Yes. Well, it is on a case-by-case basis. We cannot help everyone because we don't have the funding for everyone, but we try to help those that are in the most need, most critical situation. So we have caseworkers on staff, and they will go through and discuss with their income and making sure they have their proper identification. So there is a little bit of time that it takes to go through that, and they also have to have evidence of a disconnect notice, from their house, or a shut-off notice for their sewer, things like that. So, unfortunately, we can't help them prior to that. So that's why it's called crisis situation, where things have been shut off, nothing's functioning, there's no electricity anymore.
And with all that in mind, you still manage to help literally thousands every year.
Yes, we do. We have several people coming to us on a daily basis, not just for utility or rent assistance or that, but we also have them coming for food and, so that we're never without a busy time, actually. Our doors are open Monday through Friday from 8:30 to 4, and it's nonstop. So we have a very small skeleton staff, and they work very hard.
And with that said, you also not only try to help people in a crisis situation, but you also try to help them in ways that will see that they don't necessarily come back to you in a crisis situation. The goal here is to help get folks back up on their feet, right?
Yes. One of our newest programs, which is doing very well, is called the Pathway of Hope program. And that is designed for individuals that are looking to move beyond their current situation. So it's to break that cycle of poverty. So if somebody comes to us, it can be anybody that has a child under the age of 19, and that's one criteria. The other criteria is just that they have to be motivated to get out of their current situation, and we will help them. So, for example, if we have a woman that wants to go back to school, but she has a child that's not in school yet themselves, we will help find them a daycare and maybe help fund that daycare for them. So these are just, everybody has a different situation. Somebody might come to us needing work boots or a uniform, so we'll help them with that. And they set their own goals. We're just there to hold them accountable and walk with them to make sure that that they succeed. So that's our Pathway of Hope program.
And to make sure that those who maybe even have a little problem setting goals, you kind of help get them going in the right direction too, right?
That's right. So there's some coaching involved, and that's where our caseworker and myself, we can personally take care of them and work with them on that, their goals. And another thing is we hire bell ringers during this time of the year. And some of these bell ringers are seniors trying to earn extra money. Some of them are homemakers. They're trying to earn extra money so they can put a nice meal on the table for their family. And these are people that come to us. They're very prideful. They don't necessarily want to come and bell ring, you know, because they just want to be on their own and be self-sustaining, but the extra money does help them. And we have a really good crew this year, and we're looking for a few more good bell ringers that I'm willing to pay. It is only minimum wage, but every little bit does help.
The thing about ringing the bell is the fact that some folks may have, you know, in years past kind of said, wow, why are you paying people to bell ring? Because it's supposed to be a charity organization. But actually, some of the people that you're paying, they're getting benefits as they help raise money to benefit people that the Salvation Army helps out. So it's really a win-win for everybody, because those folks then can kind of help work for their keep, so to speak, right?
It is, exactly. You know, that's why I say the Kettle campaign really is from the community and for the community. And it is a win-win situation. We are really blessed to be able to help these bell ringers earn some extra money during a very difficult time in the year for them, and they're helping us. So yes, it's a nice collaborative effort, and you know, we're really glad to be able to do that to help them out.
And the thing of it is, though, too, for those that are being aided by the Salvation Army, like you said, there's a lot of people that maybe they're a little reluctant to ask for help. This gives them a way to, I guess, save face is one way to put it, because they actually get to work for the benefits.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, I gave the bell ringers on the very first day when I was talking to them for orientation some food, and one lady said, no, don't give it to me. I've already got food. Give it to somebody else. So they're just, you know, they want to pay it forward. You know, these are just really, really very kind people, very humble people, and I'm just really glad, like I said, to help them out.
The Salvation Army, of course, has, where we're familiar with the Red Kettle. We've mentioned that, the Red Kettle campaign, ringing the bell. That's been an institution all across America for decades now, and it continues on this year, and the kettles are already out, right?
Yeah, the kettles are out. We had our kettle kickoff November 14th, and that went very well. We had the North Terre Haute Counterpoint choir over at our facility. And so, yes, you can find the kettles at several locations, Hobby Lobby, Rural King, Basler's Market, Kroger's, Walmart. We also have new this year, it's Google Pay and Apple Pay. So we're going to be hooking up these tags on all our kettle locations. And so if anybody has an Apple phone or you know, whatever, they can go up there and scan it and they can make their donation. And in particular, at Basler's Market, we're going to have a dip jar. So if somebody has a card, they can just slide it into there, and it will automatically, they'll be donating $20. And we set it for $20 because that's pretty much what it costs to buy a family of four or five a meal. So it's a nice way for people to help out if they don't have change on them. And a lot of people don't carry change or cash anymore. So
yeah,
it'll be held at Basler's Market. Yeah.
Yeah, I can relate to that, because, you know, I can't honestly tell you how much I don't ever really carry much more than a couple $5 with me at any given time. So, yeah, but that's kind of nice, though, that you'll soon be able to help folks there with Apple Pay and Google Pay as well. For those that have Android phones, they can use that or other Android devices. So that's good. And, of course, if you want, I know that the Salvation Army maintains a website. And, of course, if you are sitting at work and you want to donate online at work, you can do that too.
Yes, you can. You can just Google the Salvation Army Terre Haute Corps or www.saterrehaute.com. Should be able to find it, or just Google my name. I'm out there, Sue Linden, and I can help you. I'm on Facebook, so we have a Facebook account, the Salvation Army. You can just Google the Salvation Army Terre Haute Facebook. People can pretty much track me down, and I'll be able to help them out.
We want you to put money in the Red Kettle. But the other thing is, too, is that if you would like to be a bell ringer, there's a lot of different ways you could do that. And every year, a lot of businesses, a lot of offices around town, they get together and they will sponsor a kettle, or they will actually go ring at a kettle. And that's a welcome advantage.
Yes, I mean, this is so important, and I really appreciate the support that we're having this year. But if anybody would like to volunteer their time, just give an hour or two, they can go to www.registertoring.com, and they can sign up. They can look for the kettle location and the date and the times of their choice, and they can sign up. And we're really looking for people that want to step for the day, like maybe 9 to 4 or 10 to 4. So if you know you've got a family, you know, bring your family out, stagger them every couple hours, you know, include your neighbors, your friends, your colleagues. It would be very helpful.
And I'm assuming that it's the same as in years past. You can sponsor a kettle if you'd like for a day, because like you mentioned, sometimes the bell ringers are being paid to be there. And sometimes they are the ones that benefit from the Salvation Army services and are the ones in need of those services. So if you have a business and you want to sponsor a kettle and cover that cost and maybe a little extra, that's doable as well.
Yeah, actually, if you want to sponsor a bell ringer, that would be very helpful, because then we can, you know, increase our net. So, you know, you can just make a donation to bell ringer wages. Also, if you wanted to match a kettle, you could do that. You could call me up and ask me how much a kettle generated on a certain day and match. We also have Rose Holman Days coming up December 7th, so we're looking for somebody that would like to match their kettles. We also have Battle of the Badge December 21st, which is the local fire, police, and sheriff's department. They're all going to be out there looking for a donor to match their kettles. Anything would help. I know that Brian Dorsett was very kind and generous. He matched Beagle County School Corporation's kettles when they were out November 15th. And we don't know the grand total yet, but he's willing to match. So it's great.
Okay. Yeah. And of course, you know, we encourage businesses to get involved and help that. But hey, you don't have to be a business. If you want to do something like that on your own, that's good too.
Yes, and personal donations, you know, they can just make a check and mail it to us. They can give me a call. I'll be happy to pick it up. I can give my contact information, you know. It's my cell phone is 812-249-9986. Anybody can call me or text me. Our Salvation Army Corps is located at 234 South 8th Street, Terre Haute, 47807. So you can send a check in there as well.
And if folks would like to volunteer with the Salvation Army, not just during the holidays, but during other times of the year, I'm sure you wouldn't necessarily turn them away.
No, absolutely not. Probably the best way is to really just get a hold of me direct, and that way I can find out what they want to do and, you know, kind of fit them in with our organization. So they can just, again, contact me on my cell phone, 812-249-9986. And we have plenty of opportunities.
And like you said, you've got the Facebook page, you've got the website. They can contact you direct at the Salvation Army in Terre Haute. And there's lots of ways for folks to get involved, because you are the folks that are actually kind of helping everybody here around town. And like you said, so much of what you do stays here in the community, which is a good thing that I think a lot of people may kind of miss on that. They may not realize that.
That's right. All the funding that we receive, we use year-round for Vigo County. That's it. So it stays here. And that's, again, why I say the Red Kettle campaign is from the community and for the community.
And what's your Red Kettle goal this year?
Our Red Kettle goal is $120,000. Last year, we did raise $118,000, so I think it's very doable that we can reach our goal. If not, something's wrong.
Well, yeah. But $120,000 still isn't enough to meet all the needs of just the local Salvation Army. You guys go through a lot more than that, just helping everybody out.
Yeah, we do rely on donations throughout the year. I mean, this is our annual fundraiser, but we certainly rely on donations throughout the entire year. But this will help us. You know, we have to stretch this money throughout the year. You know, we have to staff people to serve the community. You know, we have to purchase food. We have to take care of people's utilities. So we have to take care of our own utilities. So yes, we're happy to be here, but it does take money and resources to exist.
And again, as you said earlier, that you do check these people out. You just don't throw money at people without making sure that you know that where the money is going is actually going to do some good. So there is a certain amount of accountability there that you guys are very, very good about that, as far as making sure that if you give money to the Salvation Army, it's really going to go to help people out.
Yes, we are very conscientious about that, and we want to make sure that the resources are getting to the people that need it the most.
Sue Linden is with the local Salvation Army, again with the Bell Ringing Campaign, the goal $120,000 this year. If you would like to help out, contact the local Salvation Army. You can be a bell ringer, you can sponsor a bell ringer, or you can just give money, or better yet, if you're out and about and you see the red kettle and you hear the bell, just be sure to put some money in it. And if you want to give Sue a call at the local Salvation Army, she's the envoy for the Terre Haute Salvation Army. You can call her at 812-249-9986, 812-249-9986. If you missed anything we talked about on today's program, you can always find this entire program as a podcast right now on our website, and all the details and everything we talked about today will be there. But don't forget, the Red Kettle Campaign, when you hear the bell, at least put some money in the bucket. But if you want to do more, contact Sue at the Salvation Army, and she'll be glad to help get you involved. That's our program this weekend. We'll see you next weekend.
You've been listening to Focus on the Community, a weekly public affairs program that focuses on issues and events in our community. To be considered as a guest on Focus on the Community, contact us by calling 812-420-2518. Be sure and tune in again next week at this time as we focus on the community.